91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and clear. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Tomorrow marks the 2012 Career Fair at Loyalist College. The event is for students to network with future employers or apply for future full-time jobs. The fair takes place from 10 until 1 in the Loyalist College gym and cafeteria. The Belleville Fire Department responded to a call from a local fitness club saying that there was smoke coming from inside the club. Upon entering the building, firefighters determined that the fire was coming from a truck owned by Reed's Insulation Incorporated, which is below the fitness club. Firefighters gained access to the truck's black box and quickly extinguished the fire. The fire has been ruled accidental and has been attributed to insulation materials being left on top of an attic machine. No one was injured in the fire. Belleville roads may become just a little bit safer in the upcoming months. Earlier this week, representatives from Belleville and Quinte West met to discuss the installation of new traffic lights. The lights will be placed at the corner of Moarder Street West and Walbridge Loyalist Road. Quinte West Mayor John Williams says that the number of accidents is a factor in the installation of the lights.
Well, there's been a number of accidents. That's a very dangerous corner if you're coming on Moir and you're turning left onto Loyalist Walbridge Road. Because of the hill there, it's very dangerous. So we've had a number of incidents happen over the years, and we just decided that between both municipalities that we needed to correct it. So after a lot of conversations, we're going ahead.
Constructions of the lights will hopefully begin in April. The founder of Research in Motion and his wife are giving $21 million to the University of Waterloo's Science and Mathematics facilities. It's just the latest gift from Mike and Ophelia Lazarus, who have donated more than $123 million to the Southern